Title: Low-Mid Pressure Design, with Resampling Only Advanced. Alright, let's build proper low-mid pressure for drum and bass bass lines in Ableton Live, using resampling only. This is advanced, not because the steps are complicated, but because you're going to commit fast and make mix-minded decisions early. Here's the target. Low-mids, roughly 120 to 350 Hz, are the part of a roller that feels physical. Not more sob, not more loud. Actual chest pressure that sits between the kick and the sob and stays consistent for an entire drop. And the big rule for today: every sound design idea becomes audio within 1 to 3 minutes. We're printing constantly. That's what creates that already processed, record-like bass tone. First, set the session up so printing is effortless. Set tempo to 174 BPM. You can go anywhere in the 172 to 176 range, but 174 is the safe default. Now create a few tracks. Make an audio track called Print, Low Mid. Make another audio track called Edit, Low Mid. This one is for slicing and arranging later. Then make a SUB track, MIDI or audio, your choice. Now create one more audio track called REC, Resample. In the audio from chooser, set it to resampling, arm it, and set monitoring to off so you don't double monitor and confuse yourself. This track is basically your tape machine. Cool, now we need a source bass tone. Simple on purpose. You can use Wavetable or Operator. If you want classic DNB mid-body, choose Wavetable, ask one on a basic saw or a slightly folded sign style shape. Keep it mostly mono. If you use Unison, do two voices and keep the amount low, like 5 to 15%. We're building pressure, not stereo smear. Add a low pass filter, LP24 is fine. Put the cutoff somewhere like 200 to 600 Hz for now. We're going to shape it later. Add a touch of filter drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. For the amp envelope, quick attack, like 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay around 200 to 400 ms, sustain fairly high, and a short release so notes don't blur. If you want a more stable bass, use operator with just osc on sine or triangle. That's actually a great move because the harmonics we add later become very controllable. Now write a one bar rolling pattern. Keep it monophonic. Two or three notes is plenty. Put your root around F to G sharp territory. Typical DNB range. Make it syncopated. The exact rhythm matters less than the feeling. It should bounce around the kick, not sit on top of it. Now we build the low mid pressure chain on that bass instrument track. Stock devices only. First device. Saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive around 6 dB to start. Turn soft clip on. Then trim output so you're not blasting the next device. Next, EQ8 as a pre-shaper. Don't high pass yet. We're still generating harmonics and we want the low information feeding the saturation in a controlled way. If it's boxy, cut a bit around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 5 dB. If it feels like it has no chest, a small boost around 140 to 220 can help, like 1 to 3 dB. Keep that boost modest. We're not trying to EQ our way into pressure. We're shaping the tone that will get printed. Next, glue compressor. Attack around 10 ms, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Set threshold so you're getting maybe 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you want extra bite, you can enable soft clipping here too, but don't overdo it yet. Then, drum bus. This is the pressure knob. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch can stay low, like 0 to 20%, because too much crunch can turn your low mids into fizzy sand. Boom is optional, but be careful. Boom lies down at 50 to 80 Hz and can fight your sub plan. Damp it so you're not adding annoying top. What are you listening for right now? You want the bass to feel bigger on small speakers without getting woolly. Tight in mono. The note shape should still groove. Now resample pass number 1. Solo the bass instrument track. Arm rec, resample, record 8 to 16 bars. Top. Consolidate the recording into a clean clip. Rename it something like low mid print v1 cleanish. Then drag that clip into print, low mid. And here's the mindset shift. Disable the original instrument track, or freeze it. We're committing. Audio is the instrument now. Next, we split the system. Clean sub plus printed low mid. On the SUB track, use operator with a sine wave. Follow the same MIDI notes as the bass line. Add EQ8 and low pass at around 90 to 110 Hz with a steep slope. Optional, a basic compressor just kissing 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction if the sub notes vary too much. Rule of the day, keep the sub mostly free of distortion. If you distort your sub and call it pressure, you're going to get boom and inconsistency, not weight. Now on print, low mid. This printed audio layer becomes your body and punch. At EQ8 first, high pass it at about 90 to 120 Hz, 24 dB slope. This is crucial. You're removing the true sub so it doesn't phase with the clean sub layer. Then, if you need more chest, do a tiny boost around 160 to 230, like 1 to 2 dB. If you hear cardboard or a foggy mask, cut a bit around 300 to 450. After EQ, add a saturator for post shape. Drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then for a little movement, add auto filter. LP12 or band pass both work. Use a subtle LFO at 1/8 or 1/4 rate, but tiny amount. This is seasoning. In rollers, too much modulation makes the bass sound like it's trying to talk over the drums. Now we do resample pass number 2, the push it prints. This is where you make a few committed versions you can swap in the arrangement like you're DJing your own stems. Pick 2 or 3 variations. Variation 1. Dense and controlled. On the low mid audio, hit it with saturator, maybe 6 to 12 dB, then glue compressor with a faster attack, like 3 ms, release auto, ratio 4 to 1, aiming for 3 to 6 dB gain reduction. Then EQ cleanup, keep the high pass consistent and tame, around 350 if it honks. Resample that to a new clip. Low mid print V2 dense. Variation 2, grindy jungle tick. At overdrive, set the drive around 20 to 40%. The frequency control can sit somewhere like 400 to 900 Hz, so the grind happens above the core body. Then add cabinet. Yes, cabinet. Try a 4x12 or 2x12 model. Keep it subtle, like 10 to 30% wet. EQ any harshness around 2 to 4K if it starts getting spitty. Resample. Low mid print V2 grind. Variation 3. Neuro-ish bite, but still rolling. Use redux very lightly. Bit reduction may be 8 to 12 and keep downsampling tiny or off. Dry wet 5 to 15%. Then follow with saturator to smooth it. Optionally band pass filter for a little talk, but keep it controlled. Resample. Low mid print V2 bite. Why resampling works here is simple. You're baking in the harmonic structure and the dynamics. That means it translates predictably. You're not chasing a moving target with 10 devices and automation. You have actual prints that behave like a finished record. Quick coach check before arranging. Define pressure with a reference tone, not your eyes. Put a utility on the master and listen extremely quietly, like phone volume quiet. If the bass still feels present, the low mid harmonics are doing their job. Then listen moderately loud. If the room loads up and gets cloudy, you likely have too much 180 to 350, or your low mid layer still contains sub. That's your cue to high pass a little higher, or reduce that cloudy band. Also, pick one crossover point and commit for the whole track. If your sub low pass is at 100, keep your low mid high pass at around 102, maybe a touch higher. Do not reinvent the split for every print, or you'll be rebalancing forever. Now let's arrange it like an actual DNB record. Take your favorite print and put it on edit. Low mid, this is where you slice and build phrases. Think in 8 to 16 bar logic. Bars 1 to 4, steady roller, minimal movement. Let the groove sell it. Bars 5 to 8, introduce variation. The easiest, most mixtable variation is swapping audio prints, not tweaking device parameters. For example, swap from V1 to V2 dense for 2 bars, then back, on bar 8. Do a small fill, a tiny stop, a reverse tail, a pitch drop, something quick. Bars 9 to 16, call and response. Here's a strong move, alternate V2 dense and V2 grind every 2 bars. Same notes, same rhythm, but different density. It feels like progression without changing the bass line. Important audio editing settings, don't rely on warping to force time changes. If you can, keep the audio at the original tempo and edit with slices. Add fades on slices, 1 to 5 milliseconds, every time. This is not optional. Click steel headroom, and then you'll wonder why your bass can't be loud without falling apart. Here's a little pro trick. Micro gaps. Put a 5 to 25 millisecond gap before some kick hits on the low mid layer. That tiny pocket can make the kick feel like it's hitting harder, without even changing kick level. Now, make it hit with drums. Sidechain is part of the design, not an afterthought. On the low mid group or just your low mid track, add a compressor with sidechain input from the kick. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack very fast, like 0.3 to 3 ms. Release around 60 to 120 ms, and set it by groove. Faster for more jump up snap, slightly longer for rollers so the bass fills in after the kick instead of snapping back instantly. Aim for 2 to 6 dB gain reduction on kick hits. If your snare body is getting masked, you can sidechain a tiny bit from the snare too, like 1 to 2 dB, especially if your snare has weight around 200 Hz. Now let's do some advanced resampling-only movement tricks that feel like cheating. 1. Clip gain as tone. On a printed clip, raise clip gain by about 3 dB going into the next saturation stage. That often adds density more musically than boosting 200 Hz with EQ. Then resample the result. You're using level into saturation as a tone control. 2. The one-note translation test. Make a one-bar clip with a sustained root note from your bass line. Print it. If that one note feels punchy and stable on headphones and small speakers, your moving bass line will usually translate to. 3. Kick pocket pre-shape. If your kick has a thump around 140 to 200, make a narrowish cut on the low-mid layer in that zone, like 1 to 3 dB, before final print. This can let you reduce sidechain depth and keep the bass feeling continuous. 4. Pitch-to-pressure trick. Audio only. Right before a main bass hit, duplicate a tiny slice, like a 16th note, transpose it down one or two semitones, and fade into the main note. That little scoop creates impact without adding distortion. Then resample so it becomes part of the committed performance. And one arrangement power move, the clean kick moment. Every 8 bars, mute the low-mid layer for just one kick hit, or even a 16th before it. That single moment of air makes the whole drop feel punchier when the bass comes back. Before you finish, do the final pressure check. Mono check. Put utility on the bass groove and set width to 0. If it collapses badly, you've got facey stereo stuff happening where it shouldn't. Keep anything under 150 to 200 very mono. Low mid balance check. Listen quietly. If the bass disappears at low volume, you need more harmonic density, usually saturation or drum bus, not a huge EQ boost. If it's loud but unclear, reduce 250 to 450. Kick and sub clarity check. If the kick feels smaller when the bass comes in, high pass the low mid a bit higher, like 100 to 130, and keep the sub clean and stable. Now, your mini assignment, resampling only style. Write a one-bar bass loop with two notes and syncopation. Build your chain, saturator into EQ, 8 into glue into drum bus. Resample 8 bars for your V1. Then create at least 2 more prints from that audio. One dense, one grindy. Resample both. Arrange a 16-bar drop, bars 1 to 8, mostly V1 with subtle movement, bars 9 to 16, alternate dense and grind every 2 bars. This audio version is shortened for playback.